I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The negative back and forth between two world powers is first on our list of stories today. Relationships between countries have far-reaching implications, and we're going to look at what those are when it comes to Russia and the U.S. Plus, it's Christmas in August. A ministry is planning ahead for a major Christmas party in Haiti, and they could still use your help. That story in a moment, but first, recent U.S. sanctions against Russia are fueling the fire of the country's anti-Western sentiment. U.S. President Donald Trump signed into law new sanctions punishing Russia for its alleged involvement in the U.S. presidential election and annexation of Crimea. Mission Eurasia's Mark Sawyer explains the impact these sanctions could have, specifically toward ministries.
We might see more constraints, bureaucratic constraints hoops that groups will have to jump through. And these are religious groups that are affiliated with the West. So we might see some more constraints on any groups that are affiliated with the West. Generally, more anti-Western sentiment against any groups that are working in Russia.
For Russian believers, practicing their faith under pressure is nothing new. And that's why Mission Eurasia is working to train and equip the next generation within Russia for ministry.
Really, it's young people in Russia and young people across the former Soviet Union that they know their political context, they know their culture, and they know how to bring the gospel best to it and how to transform their communities.
It's a complicated situation, but as Christians, Sawyer says it's important to understand the political context that we operate in. He's also asking that you pray for wisdom and for protection for ministries there, and that the church would remain united. Next, despite the fact that the reported number of people with disabilities in India rivals the population of Mozambique, it's likely that the actual number of cases is much higher. But when disabilities are ignored because of a stigma, it puts the people who bear them at a disadvantage. John Sparks of India Partners.
People are compassionate, but it's sort of a back-of-the-mind thought. And so these people are pushed to the back. They're not given the ability to get schooling and training according to their skills.
India Partners is working with Agape Rehabilitation Center to provide computer training, and it's opening doors of opportunity.
Agape is able to bring these smart, intelligent, skilled people into the workforce by providing them this training, and then they're given a certificate. They have to pass a government test. All of these things will allow them then to get a job.
As the instructors demonstrate genuine care for the students' well-being, seeds for the gospel are planted and lives are being transformed. The good news? The program is in the process of expanding. So if you want to help make a vocational and spiritual impact in India, head to missionnews.org and ask God to bless the Agape program and help it to continue to grow and bless even more lives. Finally, Eva DeHart might be one of the very few people who are ready to wish you a Merry Christmas this weekend. And that's because For Haiti with Love's Christmas in August banquet is coming up on Monday. It's a chance for donors to connect with each other and get caught up on For Haiti with Love's work.
We've got some new programs down there now that are pretty exciting that we will be sharing with the people so that they'll understand that we're expanding our outreach and touching more neighborhoods and more people.
Instead of getting gifts, guests will donate small toys and gifts, and those gifts will get to Haitian children just in time for Christmas.
We have the Jesus film for children in Haitian Creole. So they get the full gospel story, and then they get a full meal, and then they all get a brand new gift before they head for home.
Even if you miss the banquet itself, DeHart says it's easy to get involved from wherever you are.
They can get involved by sending money for us to buy gifts, or they can get involved in sending small gifts that we can include in the shipment to Haiti.
The details on any of these stories can be found at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. The gospel renews and resets our lives and the relationships around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating a healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.